Wake Up Call continues on 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM. Dr. Danny Wilbanks with us here in the studio. You can wear those if you want, but you don't have to. Good to see you, Dr. Wilbanks.
Good to be seen.
Yeah, appreciate you coming back down. You were down with us here. It hadn't been that long ago when you came down. We were talking football.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
One of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, you going to make it down to Orlando to watch the Crimson Tide?
No, or I don't travel much anymore. Yeah. Tuscaloosa is about as far as I go anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a tough job just to walk from the parking lot to the stadium, man.
Yeah, I know it. Well, we had you on last time. We talked about when you were a player up at Alabama back in the day. And today we are on a different context. We're talking about your time as a dentist here in Tallahassee, and it's coming to a close. You're retiring after 53 years. How about that?
It's a long time to do anything, isn't it?
I thought you were going to wait till Saban retired before you did.
Oh, I don't think I'll live that long.
Has this been something you've been contemplating for a while? Have you had a mark on the number? What kind of brought it on to say, now's the time?
I did not really have a mark, but I have been thinking about it. My kids been talking to me about it, and everybody, patient comes in, you're not going to retire on me now. So I got thinking about it. And 53 years, so I finished 53 years on July the 17th of this year. So I decided this would be a good year to go out. So next Thursday is going to be my last day.
That's December the 18th.
December the 18th, yes. Yeah. Let's go out in the year in which 53 came up on me. But I'm looking forward to my retirement. I don't have any big grandiose plans or anything like that, but I'm going to do a few things, and I hope to travel a little bit. My health is good, so yeah. I hope I can travel some.
You're still in the Lions Club, right?
Yes, still go to Lions Club.
Stick with that?
I've been in there for actually 53 years there, too.
So you came into there when you came into Tallahassee as a dentist?
I came in that year. John Cottle, great friend and partner of mine for years, invited me to go to the Lions Club with him. And we were meeting down at the old hotel, upstairs then.
Mm-hmm.
And Grover Eubanks would play the piano, and we'd sing a song or two and pledge allegiance and have a great lunch. And, yeah, I really like the Lions Club, and they do great work. So I joined, and they invited me to join, and I did, and been in ever since. So it's been a good 53 years for the Lions Club.
Who's the longest-standing member in that club right now?
Me.
You, because I think James Bush has been in it for a long time, too.
Yes, he has. James has been in a long time. Hank Golden.
Right.
I think I'm probably the longest standing member.
Do you think you'll keep going on Tuesdays and doing that? Huh?
Yeah, I think so. I enjoy it. We have good programs, and the Lions Club does great work. And,
yeah.
They cite conservation and diabetes and so forth, and we're starting a Leo club now at the high school. Have 17 already signed up to start the Leo club. So it's a great service organization. So in fact, it's the world's largest service organization. So,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yes. It's the world's largest service organization. And we were three members of our club were honored recently by the Lions International. We received the, me and James Bush and Hank Golden received the Melvin Jones award. Beautiful, beautiful plaque. And for our service to the Lions Club. And it's a pretty small fraternity. And it's only three members we've had in Tallahassee. So
yeah.
I'm real thrilled about being a part of that.
Well, it's a great honor. You should be. When you... You went to school in Tallahassee.
Yes.
And then you went to the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Was it always something you said, I'm going to come back to Tallahassee when you decided to go into the dental profession?
No, actually, excuse me. Actually, I almost went to Aiken, South Carolina when I graduated from dental school. I was married to Alice Ogletree from Union Springs. And we had one child then, Dan. And Bruce was on the way. But I had talked to a guy who was being drafted in the Army out of Aiken about buying his practice. And we settled on a price, and we were going to Aiken, South Carolina. And about 2 weeks after we settled on the price, he called me and said, well, he'd had some folks in real evaluating the practice and so forth, and he was wanting to go up on the price a few thousand dollars. And I said, no, I don't think so. So my sister, Lib Leonard, Elizabeth Leonard, Frank Leonard, had a building there right where I am now, and the half of it was open. And so we fixed that up, and I came into there to practice, and I said, you know, I was reared in Tallahassee. It's a good place to raise a family.
Yeah.
So we came back here, and the first 6 months I was here, though, I thought I'd go get into the world because nobody came. And, you know, I was going to the bank and borrowing money to make the payroll with. And and she came, and she was teaching school. And she came up to the office one day, and we went out back and sat down in the shade of that pecan tree and started talking about, well, Millbrook was trying to get me to come over there. They offered me a house rent free and an office rent free. They didn't have a dentist at that time. So we talked about it and talked about it. I said, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. But why did we come to Tallahassee? Because it's a great place to raise a family. And by golly, we'll stick it out. And so we made our decision right then, and we stuck it out, and it was the best decision we ever made.
No regrets? No regrets over the couple of thousand that kept you from going to South Carolina or anything like that either, huh?
And I know how we hated Millbrook when we were playing football, when my boys were playing football, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad they're not having to play for Millbrook, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
And you raised a bunch of boys.
Five boys.
Yeah.
Five boys. All of them played ball here in town.
Yeah.
Some played baseball, some played basketball, but all five of them played football. Mm. And had some pretty good teams while some of them were playing, too.
Yeah.
And great baseball teams.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I was going through my desk this week, cleaning out a few things, and I found a letter that I wrote to the head of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame for coaches on Ronnie Baines, recommending Ronnie Baines for the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. And I reread that letter, and I thought, you know, every word I put in there is true, too.
Wow.
And, gosh, he was a great member of our community.
And a member of that Hall of Fame now.
Like yes,
your letter probably helped.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, Ronnie was a great member of our community, not only coaching-wise, but as a citizen, too. And yep. He reared a great family here in town, too.
You know, you look at it, how old are you now? I guess I'll ask how old.
I'm 82 years old.
So you came here when you're 29, I guess, back to Tallahassee to start this practice.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many people you've seen in that stretch?
Oh, my gosh. I've seen, Michael, I've gone through three generations in some families. Actually treated three generations.
I believe it. Yeah.
And I don't know. And I have people tell me all the time, say, you know, I was one of your first patients. I looked at the chart, and sure enough, they were. You know?
Yeah.
1966, when I came here in July. And, a lot of water over the dam, as they say, in 53 years. And all my boys graduated from high school here, were reared here, and all went to university. All five graduated from university, and they're scattered everywhere now. Birmingham, Atlanta, Knoxville, Nashville, all rearing their family.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of changes in my lifetime. I was talking to somebody the other day about, I mean, from a battery-operated radio that wouldn't work half the time to any kind of communication you want now, you know, instant.
Amazing.
It is. Unbelievable changes in my lifetime. Yeah, and, of course, everybody else's, too. But I just marvel all the time about all the changes that have gone on during my lifetime here in Tallahassee.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. From a firsthand experience, when I was a little boy, I mentioned this on the air when I told that you were coming on, is that my mother, I think, had gone somewhere, and you probably remember this. You've had a bunch of patients, but they told me it had a mouthful of cavities or something. She brought me into you, and you said, it's not that many. It's like two or three or something. You know, you could, you know, and some people go get over on folks. what I'm trying to say is you've run an honest practice those years. And of
course, thank you. And I've always tried to do that. And I still have people tell me today, I have patients now that are saying, where do I go? Because I don't want to go to one of these young whippersnappers that all they want looking for is money. You know? And I said, well, you can't be sure about that. You got to go check them out, you know. Yeah. And you just find you somebody that you know what kind of shape your mouth is in. Don't let somebody talk you into something that you shouldn't.
Yeah, and you've always been available to people here, too. I remember this is it's funny how you come up, but we were eating dinner. I was with my in-laws. Delmar's been one of your patients for years. And we're at the not the Bright Star, but the Cypress Inn, the one in Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa on the river.
Yeah, and he didn't realize that the olives he was chewing on had seeds in them. And he takes a big bite and breaks a tooth right there at the table. Immediately he calls you and you take him in as soon as he can get back that Sunday afternoon or something, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but I want to ask you this. It's, you had a name for the gas mask called the Mickey Mouse mask. How did that come about? That's what I remember you calling it.
we called it a lot of different things. It's nitrous oxide, and the kids loved it because it sort of floated them out a little bit, you know. Yeah,
better than shots.
Yeah, that's right. And you didn't feel any injection or anything like that. And you can numb them up and get your work done. And they still floating out on that nitrous oxide. But we called it Mickey Mouse gas. We called it moon gas, you know, laughing gas.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was a real boon. To the practice through the years, and I still use it. I have adults that still ask for it, you know.
Yeah.
So I personally could never stand it. I just don't like it.
Makes you a little groggy. Yeah,
and I don't like losing control. I could never be a drunkard because I don't like losing control, you know. I want to always be in control of my faculties. And I never cared much for the nitrous because it sort of floats you out a little bit, you know. But it's really nice for a patient to help them get over any anxiety or fear that they have.
Yeah.
And everybody has a fear in the dental office.
And especially the kids. And you dealt so well with them, I know, over the years with that, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, we've seen a world of children through the years. And you know, another thing I'm proud of, I have taken Medicaid in my practice for 100 years, ever since they started it, I guess. And I think maybe the only one in Elmo County, I'm not sure. But I know we have people come from all around because that's the only subsistence that some of them have and to get their mouths treated. And so that's always been... I've been proud of that. It's cost me a lot of money through the years, and that's fine. But I have helped a lot of people through the years by doing it, too.
I'm curious if you've even thought about it, and you probably, in 53 years, how many times have you uttered open wide?
I heard a story one time about an old dentist, and that's been 100 years ago, but... that's when the days of the cuspidor, and you spit in the cuspidor, you know, by the chair. He practiced like 50 or 60 years, and he said, I've estimated I've spent 5 years of my life watching people spit in the cuspidor.
Yeah.
He was probably right, too.
I'm sure you have as well.
Yeah. Thank gosh for now. We have for years used high evacuation suction and we can empty their mouth for them. They don't have to sit up and spit. But
I remember emptying up, spitting. Remember spitting.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're old enough to remember that.
Yeah, that's right. So you say you don't really have any plans, but do you say anything at all that you think you might want to do first off?
No, not first off. I'm going to take my patient's advice and go to bed and get up when I get ready. So.
Get up whenever you want to.
Whenever I want to for a little while. And I enjoy playing dominoes. I play Cuban dominoes in Montgomery usually a couple of nights a week. So I plan to continue doing that. A great bunch of guys that I play with, and I enjoy that. And we talk football and play dominoes and that kind of thing, you know. So I'll continue to do that. don't have any plans to do anything but stay right here at home in Tallahassee.
Well, we certainly thank you for picking your hometown to come back and do your practice here and service that you provided for 53 years. Thank you, Dr. Wilbanks, for your time.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate you coming down today, too.
Thank you.
Take care. Enjoy the Dominoes. Enjoy the Lions Club and some Alabama football, too.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon. Dr. Daniel Wilbanks with us here on the Wake Up Call. More coming up. We got the mayor and first lady in the studio. Oh, this is big time today. We got all the heavy hitters coming in. Mayor Johnny Hammock, Kim Hammock here, getting ready for an event downtown at Urban Tales, the Santa Paws event, which will be here Saturday. We'll talk about that next as we continue on the Wake Up Call, 1300 WTLS 106.5 FM.